This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continues attacks across Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants across Gaza, including in parts of the devastated north that the military said it had cleared months ago. Neighboring Egypt has issued its strongest objection yet to Israel's growing offensive on the southern city of Rafah, saying it intends to formally join South Africa's case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. Rafah is viewed as the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million civilians, as well as Hamas's last stronghold. Israel says it must invade to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages taken in the October 7 attack that sparked the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Monday President Joe Biden's administration does not view the killings of Palestinians in Gaza by Israel and its war with Hamas as genocide. Sullivan said the United States wants to see Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, defeated. He also expressed concern about reports of Israeli settlers attacking a humanitarian aid convoy on its way to Erez Crossing in northern Gaza, the second such incident in less than a week. U.S. military assistance from a multi-billion-dollar aid bill passed by Congress last month is already on the ground in Ukraine, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Monday.
I don't want to suggest that all $1 billion worth of equipment is on the battlefield, but what you will see is a steady flow week by week. It's not like we've got to wait well out into the future before stuff starts getting delivered.
This is VOA News. Russia pressed its ground assault into the north of Ukraine's Kharkiv region on Monday, attacking new areas with small groups to try to widen the front and stretch Ukrainian forces, the regional governor said. Moscow's troops entered Ukraine near its second largest city of Kharkiv on Friday, opening a new northeastern front in a war that has for almost 2 years been largely fought in the east and south. The advance could draw some of Kyiv's depleted forces away from the east, where Russia has been slowly advancing. In Chad, opposition candidates who lost the recent presidential election have filed paperwork challenging President Mohamed Idriss Deby's victory. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
State television reported on Monday that the country's Constitutional Council received a petition from opposition candidate Success Masra calling for results of the May 6 vote to be annulled. The transitional president, General Mohamed Idriss Deby, won more than 61% of the vote, exceeding the 50% mandate needed to avoid a runoff. Masra and the Transformers Party he leads allege massive electoral fraud, including the stuffing of ballot boxes and soldiers chasing opposition representatives from polling stations. Moki Edwin Kinzika, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Monday rejected opposition allegations a recent pause in electricity cuts was due to an election coming up on May 29th. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The Democratic Alliance, the biggest opposition party, last week attributed the improved power supply to, quote, political interference by the ANC. It accused the party of putting pressure on Eskom to keep the lights on. In 2023, rolling power cuts imposed by state utility Eskom reached record levels. They continued into the first quarter of this year. But there has now been no load shedding, as South Africans called the cuts, for 48 days, the longest period for more than 2 years. The dramatic improvement in power supply has led to accusations that the timing was designed to improve voters' satisfaction.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Donald Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen told jurors on Monday the Republican presidential candidate personally signed off on a hush money payment to a porn star to bury her story about an alleged sexual encounter before it could derail his 2016 campaign. I'm Joe Ramsey.